In the meantime, time to catch up on the masterclass from the weekend. This is where we've landed for our masterclass for the weekend. Let us know what you think was the masterclass for the weekend in the world of sport. You can build your career with Master Builders Education and Skills. Visit MBANSW.training. That's MBANSW.training. Two masterclasses of spin bowling this week. This is where we landed. In Mumbai, black cap spinner Ajaz Patel. He'd become only the third bowler in history to record all 10 wickets in an innings during India's first innings of the second test. Now, just to give you some context here, to get all 10 wickets, if you spent the entire time at one end bowling, so you can only bowl for a maximum 50% of the time because clearly the other end has to be bowling also, the percentage of that happening, if you bowled every single over at one end, is about 1 in 1,000. But clearly he's not bowling every single. So this is remarkable, and this is what Ajaz Patel did.
Oh, is it out this time? He's got the wicket, Ajaz Patel. He's bowled really well and finally reached the reward. Yeah! Oh, what a delivery. One ball, he gets a reprieve. The next ball, he gets the man. He could be the best batsman. Oh, is it? Oh, it's been given!
That's out. That's a little edge onto the pad, and then the keeper just pops up straight to Blundell. Come straight back, straight on, no turn. Height is the only issue, but it was given. Yeah! Oh, and make that six, straight past the edge of Ashwin. Yeah! Oh, this time, there's an edge, there is an edge. 150 and given out.
Again, a strong appeal from everyone. In the air. And it's gone straight to Rachin Ravindra. So the ninth wicket for India and the ninth wicket to Ajaz Patel. Can he get all 10? Oh, that's gone very high. Rachin Ravindra takes it. So it's all 10 for Ajaz Patel. What a day for him. Oh, it's been outstanding. Not an easy catch by any extent. Only the third bowler in the history of Test cricket to get 10 wickets after Jim Laker.
Yes, 10 wickets, Finchie. Every single wicket. Jim Laker, 10 for 53. England versus Australia, that was in 1956. Anil Kumble, he got 10 for 74. India versus Pakistan in 1999.
Now, geez, that last bloke who took the catch about some pressure, wasn't it? For the 10. I remember Kumble's 10 wickets in India. Mm. That was probably a little while ago now. Yeah. But you told me an interesting fact about it, which I didn't know.
Well, look, I'm plagiarising here because Staffy was on the show with Jimmy earlier, and he was saying that he went through the Anil Kumble wickets, right? He said six. Yep, absolutely. He said four. What? And they're at home. Yeah. He said big
That's
question
That's a big
marks.
Difference from a five for two to four wickets.
He said, well, I haven't seen them, so I'm only sort of repeating second hand.
Well, there was no DRS back then, was there?
Nil by DRS.
Yeah, nil by nature.
Nil by DRS. By the way, so I did say there was two for a masterclass. Now, we've got to be a little bit patriotic here. Our man Sock, Stevie O'Keefe.
Yeah.
We're going to catch up with Dougie Bullinger shortly, but this was him last night.
Left arm round the wicket. It's gone in the air and they've got a wicket in the first. A wicket in the first over.
Sucky.
Clark's gone for one. O'Keefe comes in again. Larkin is facing. He tries to sweep. A big appeal and he's gone.
Oh, well bowled, Sucky. Fast, straight, at middle stump.
Big swing from Peter Neville here. Has he been
Stephen
taken?
O'Keefe.
He has. What a
he's
blinder.
Still young. What a legend.
What a blinder of a catch from Stephen O'Keefe. O'Keefe in again. Now down the wicket and a big swing. It's straight gone in high in the air. This will be gone. Eight wickets fall.
Socky.
8 wickets fall.
Socky to Abbott.
And Abbott takes the catch. O'Keefe, 3 for 6. He comes in. His fourth delivery. And has he bowled him? He has.
He's got 4 for 6.
He's bowled him.
Oh, my gosh.
A golden. Another one goes.
What's going on?
Finchie, Doug Bollinger is the U of rugby league
Dougie,
commentary.
We're speaking to Dougie. I think, man, he's the Brett Finchie BBL. He's just yelling in the background, Sarky. That's like me when I'm just watching. I just scream when someone scores.
Oh, so
mate,
good.
Can you tell me, too, if you like you heard our man Dougie there saying 4 for 6, are you saying that'll do me?
Yeah.
Like, he ended 4 for 15, I think, which is still amazing.
Mm.
But if I'm 4 for 6, I'm going, there you go, Captain, you keep the ball, I'm done for the day.
Then what about our man, Haydos? What happened to him last night, Gibbo? He was on a hat-trick.
So he got two wickets at the end of one of his overs. Hayden Kerr, who's a friend of the show.
What do you think about this, Finch? Is this A grade from the Sixers?
And then Moses Enriquez doesn't bring him back on, so he doesn't actually get to bowl that next ball. So he took two wickets consecutively, end of the over, and then it comes back and Enriquez picked Steve O'Keefe to bowl and then later on picked Curran, so he never got that chance.
Yeah.
They asked him on Channel 7, oh, what was doing there? And he said, oh, well, he's a young guy. He'll have plenty of time to take more wickets.
Wow.
That's A grade. Let me tell you, Moses. Moses, if you're on the hat trick, do you reckon Moses would have took the ball?
Oh.
1,000,000% he would have.
Oh, that's it.
And Gibbo, does that carry? Can we get carry over the points? Does it that carry into the next game?
So, I assume so.
So it's his first bowl next, is that for a hat trick or no?
I would say so. I mean, you got to think that it wouldn't carry over different games. But, yeah. I mean, three balls, three wickets, I'd be claiming it.
I'd be claiming it for sure. On our man Socky, though, he opened the bowling. He picked up two wickets in the first over. Finished with 4 for 14 off his four overs. His career best figures. So he's absolutely flying. Don't forget tonight as well, the Stars, Thunder rather, they'll open up their campaign. Essie and I've got you covered where they take on the Brisbane Heat. So you can catch the action live after drive on SEN, but that was the masterclass performance from the weekend. What was your favourite performance from the weekend? Let us know.